Are you just gonna stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculpture.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Ooh, we're lying today. We have Rachel in the studio. And you are, just talking a bit before we get going, you're involved with Art Bank on Sundays.
Yep, Art Bank with Theo, Tom and Nadine.
Awesome.
And they also do the 3 till 5 a.m. on a Monday morning.
have you found doing that? Is it
good fun? It's actually real fun. Like, 3 till 5 is chill. You just get to play whatever.
Yeah.
Occasionally get a text, which is like, oh my gosh,
someone's listening.
Someone's alive out there.
Awesome. So, you're running Who Arted for today, and who have you got on the show? Well, who have you interviewed for the show today?
So they're not actually in studio. I interviewed Bianca Rocker and Toya Webb, who have got a show on at the George Fraser Gallery, which is part of the Elam Galleries. And it's a really awesome show, actually. It's called Working Title, and it's basically an exploration into writing and the internet and how the internet has affected writing and sort of what that means for communication and all sorts of stuff. So
awesome.
They've set up this Google Doc, and if you don't know what a Google Doc is, it's pretty much just like a Word document online. You can access it if you have the, you know, if you've been given privileges to do that, which these guys have made it so that anybody can access it. And you can just write on it, and you can sort of see when other people are typing on it. It's kind of a cool, strange communication.
Yeah, like a cool way to collaborate, especially with people like abroad.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. So I caught up with them and had a wee chat about what they're doing, and it's running all week. So if you want to get onto the Google Doc and check it out, you can find the link on the Working Title Facebook event, which you can find the link to that if you can't find it by Googling, through the Elam Galleries Facebook page. So
awesome.
I think we might just jump straight into it.
Yeah, let's get going.
So I'm at the George Fraser Gallery with Bianca Rocker and Toya Webb, who have been orchestrating this fantastic show called Working Title. Can you guys tell us a little bit about what is Working Title?
What's that? Yeah, sure. It's primarily, it's like an online writing collaboration, taking the form of a Google Doc. So pretty much any member of the public with the link can go in and write, essentially. And yeah, it's already doing some pretty interesting things.
So how did you guys come up with the idea of having a Google Doc as the format for this sort of online conversation, I guess?
Well, we started with this idea of putting out a publication called EO that was sort of challenging linear text and linear information sharing, and we had this brainstorm on a Google Doc, and we'd meet on a Tuesday and drink our coffee and type to each other on the Google Doc without actually looking at each other, and I'd say something like, I really like what you just wrote, Toya, and not really engaging. But that was sort of the premise of the Google Doc idea, right?
Yeah, we just realised that we would write in a similar but also very different way than we would just if we were having coffee and talking face to face. It just, yeah, and kind of interacting with each other.
So
it's
kind
like
of
cursors on an online space.
Yeah, totally. And did you feel that like when you were communicating like that kind of opened up a different way you were thinking about the topics you were talking about, maybe? Like in a more poetic way or something? I think I'm thinking about the words that have been on the Google Doc that I've had a look at, the Working Title Google Doc, there's like a difference in the way that people would maybe talk about those topics, whatever the topic is, in real life, and then there's quite a writerly way that sometimes they're put down.
Yeah, it's really strange, especially I think it's because of the platform. I think it's because it's on a Google Doc. People sort of want to make it presentable or formal in a way that you wouldn't think about that when you're texting someone or using Messenger or writing a blog post on Tumblr or something. There's something about it having this big rectangle and all of these particular functions.
Essentially an image, like it's on a screen.
Yeah.
So people are engaging with that a lot and making these, I guess, like design choices.
Yeah, totally.
About how their text looks and kind of using their like font style or colour to create some kind of avatar, you know?
I think because you're so like meticulous about how it looks on the screen, that's also affecting the way like you choose what you want to write about as well, mm-hmm. I think. But also, I mean, another reason why people are writing so strangely is because there's so much strange text on the document. Like, some really weird stuff in there.
Yeah.
It's great.
Like, could you give us an example of some of the weirder... interesting. Weird is not necessarily a negative thing, like, kind of just
no,
weird.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's very different. It's... I think a lot of people have written in it very differently from how we would write to each other in our Google Doc that we were using. Like, we were very, because it's, you're typing, so it's just this very, like, free kind of word vomit, but people are becoming so calculated with what they actually put on the page, which is interesting for me. I don't know.
Some people writing in, like, 120-sized font, and then other people in, like, 6.
Yeah, you're right, it has got real a real visual language to it. It's not just a text. It's not like you're reading something necessarily as you would in a book, and it's not like you're reading something like you said, Toya. If you're texting somebody, the function of a text is to communicate directly, to like coordinate, you know, to meet or something like that. The function of reading is often to sort of like gain information and stuff like that. And I think possibly because this is in an art context, is that you've presented it as a work of art, and it's kind of performative because people keep adding to it, and there's a kind of anonymous quality to it because you can write in it with an avatar, which I think is, as a tangent, I think it's hilarious that Google decides that all your avatars are these hilarious little
animals.
I saw anonymous otter just before and I thought that was so cute.
I like anonymous chipmunk.
So for anyone who isn't familiar with Google Docs, basically it's kind of like a Word document, but it exists online and anybody who has the access to the link can access it. And so with this working type of Google Doc, Bianca and Toya have made it completely public, so anybody can access it. And when you go onto it, you can go on as yourself. So if you're logged into your internet mail account, it'll come up with your email address. But you can also go on an incognito browser and then come up as one of these anonymous avatars, which are hilariously anonymous otter, anonymous rabbit, anonymous rhino, which is sort of adds a layer of kind of absurdity to it.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, that idea of like the absurd quality and the fun, when you can see, so if there are multiple people or users in the doc and you can see each other's cursors and you can see people writing at the same time, it is like a game. Escapable is weird. It's very childlike. People want to play with it.
There's also something that's quite disturbing about it, and that's what like the thing with Exquisite Corpse, right? Like that we've made this big hybrid thing of weird text and people flashing up and all these weird little animals and people talking about.
So could you explain what Exquisite Corpse is? Because I know that that's part of your conceptual grounding for the project.
So Exquisite Corpse was a game played by the Surrealists and Dadas, which is where the name comes from. But I guess people know now by the game you play at birthday parties as a kid, or now, I don't know, but where you like draw the head of a monster or a creature and then you fold it over and then the person next to you gets a piece of paper and they draw a body and at the end you reveal this crazy Frankenstein-esque...
Created by everybody who
it's a group. Collaboration,
totally.
It's often something quite strange.
Yeah.
It's strange and often ugly or
grotesque.
Scary
yeah.
or grotesque. And I think what this Google Doc does, we're hoping it will do, is maybe not make it seem so scary or monstrous, but kind of attractive, or like learning how to live with these new things and new Frankensteins.
And I think it's exciting as well to think about this work because it has a lot of conventions of like the internet age, like this instantaneous sort of messaging, the kind of online community platform, but because you put it specifically into a writing context and because you put it into an art context, you do still have this expectation that the kind of stuff that's being said in there is existing for a reason of some sort of communication or like disseminating some sort of ideas, which I think is a little bit like what you were just saying, Bianca, trying to make these sort of scary ideas of art and like literature and stuff like that, which can seem quite academic and quite inaccessible sometimes. I think it kind of breaks that down and democratizes that a little bit.
Well, we're hoping so, but I think that there is still something that is intimidating about walking into a gallery space. It's
everything
is really closed in on this idea, and that's why it being online is a really great function, because I've said this a lot of times, but you can I mean, I write on the Google Doc when I'm in bed. It's my favourite place to write, and that's the great thing about it being online, is that you don't have to be in a gallery space and be terrified.
No, exactly.
At you
And watching what you do. Yeah. Although that is hilarious to be sitting on the Google Doc and watch another little cursor pop up and you're like, someone is watching me, right?
I feel wrong watching them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like this intrusion.
I feel perverted.
Like, yeah.
It's
interesting, the people who actually go in and you see them typing and backspacing.
Backspacing.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or people who copy and paste.
I'm
not
definitely a copy and paster.
Yeah, and that's not necessarily like found text, but it's just they've written something on another.
So can't bear the idea of, it's like someone watching me pick my clothes in the morning, you know?
It's like choose your font and then your font size, then you're like, how many times you use spell check and backspace.
When am I going to put the full stop?
It becomes this very, it is quite a personal thing. Like,
yeah, totally. Yeah.
Active writing.
I think there was an interesting entry in the doc, which someone was talking about Comic Sans as a font and how they like to pick Comic Sans because it's apparently much easier for dyslexic people to read, is what this person had said in the doc, and also they like to imagine design bros reading it and cringing, which I think is quite nice as an image as well. Bring back Comic Sans. So the show runs for the rest of the week, and there'll be closing events on Friday, is that right?
Saturday.
Yeah, 5 till 7.
5 till 7 at the George Fraser Gallery, so there'll be some readings from the Google Doc, and some food and drink. And yeah, is there anything else you guys want to say about it while you're here?
You can find the link to the Google Doc on the Facebook event, which is called Working Title.
And you can find that through the Elam Gallery's Facebook page as well. Mm. It's all shared up there.
And I mean, the fact that it's open for the week, just come into George Fraser Gallery as well, and you can sit and actually interact with the document in the space.
And we've got food here too.
Yeah. Food and a reading table and some couches. It's very comfy. We've got some flowers in here too. It's lovely. So you can come and write on the dock from down here, or you can do it from your bed, as Bianca said. It's totally up to you. Well, thanks so much for talking to us, guys.
Thanks, Rachel.
Looking forward to the final document. actually, that's a really good point, just as a little footnote. How is it going to be presented when it's done, when the duration of the doc is up?
This is an ongoing problem. We didn't realise that it would be 30 pages in the first 2 days.
Yeah.
So we don't know how to...
How
to do anything.
So watch this space
again.
Yeah,
watch this space. Something will happen.
If you have an idea, tell us.
So that was Bianca Rocker and Toya Webb talking to us there about their Working Title doc.
I think it's such an interesting concept, and like I guess you were saying in the like internet age, just like evolving that whole kind of what is art and what can it be. But like I think it's so cool.
Yeah, we were just looking at the doc while that interview was playing because you can access it. I was just saying before, you can access it through, if you go on the Elam Gallery's Facebook page, the event Working Title is shared, and in all the Working Title description they have a link to the Google Doc. Mm. And if you want to access it anonymously, you can open up an incognito browser, or you can just log out of your Gmail and access the doc. But if you want to access it under your name, you're totally welcome to do that too. It's up to you, I guess.
Shout out to the four people anonymously that are writing as we speak.
Anonymous otter, anonymous, what else have we got there? Anonymous wombat?
We got anonymous leopard, anonymous chinchilla, and anonymous jackalope.
Yeah, and like they're literally typing. You can see them typing right now. So it's actually really cool, and it's kind of spacey as well because you can see people backspacing. You can see them sort of like putting their words down as they think them, which is cool.
So if you're a fan of this kind of interactive thing, head along to Facebook.
Head along to Facebook.
And
as they were saying, you can come along to the George Fraser Gallery as well. There's a huge big screen in there with the Google Doc set up on it, and there's also like a nice couch and a reading table and stuff, so you can take your laptop or your phone down there and write from the space, or you can do it from bed, you can do it, I don't know, from the bathroom if you want. You can do this anywhere. That's the magic of the internet.
Anywhere you want. Awesome. Yeah. Hey Rachel, thank you so much for bringing us this awesome interview, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, see you next week.
Awesome.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touché.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.